You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to remind you, invite you once again to register your children between the ages of 5 and 11 for Living Word Church's Vacation Bible School, which is going to be next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's specifically for children ages 5 to 11. So if you know any children between that age group, please register them or encourage their parents to register them. You can find the registration form on our Facebook page, Living Word Church Coco. There's a post about Vacation Bible School. There is a link to the Google form as well as a QR code that is on the poster, the flyer that's being shared. So all are welcome. This is not exclusive for Living Word Church members. This is for anybody who would like their children to experience Vacation Bible School and learn about the God of the universe and their significance as being a part of God's handiwork. So we want to encourage you to register your children and register other people register their children between the ages of 5 through 11. We're continuing with the teaching today, where we began yesterday in Acts chapter 10. So our topic is when the Spirit leads, fruit grows. So we must be rooted in Christ, then therefore we will be growing in the Spirit. Because whatever the root is, that's what the fruit produces.
Come on.
So whatever type of root it is, that's the kind of fruit there will be. And what does a root do? It just what we learn in science class. A root stabilizes a plant.
Yeah.
It keeps it in position. And the second job of that structure of a root is to gather water and nutrients.
Nourish it.
That's what your children are learning in school when you go through the structure and function of different things. The structure of a root, its function is to stabilize, to anchor the plant, and then to gather water and nutrients. So we must be rooted in Christ. He will stabilize your life. I know he sure stabilized my life.
Me too. I can raise my hand on that one. Yes.
And then you will grow in the Spirit with that with those nutrients and with that water. And we know that the Bible tells us that the Word is water, gives a reference of water. It is the living water.
Yes.
So it gives and it washes. The Word washes. It sanctifies. It cleanses. It does all these things through the Word. So here we are in Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 3. About the ninth hour of the day, he, and that's Cornelius,
saw
clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. So it says the ninth hour of the day would have been 3 p.m.
Right.
So this wasn't him sleep, because not sleep at 3 p.m. He has a very important job. In verse 1, it tells us that he is a centurion of the Italian regiment. So he, at 3 o'clock, he's not taking a nap.
That's right. No way. It said, no way, Jose.
But he is praying. and he sees clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in, calling him by name, says to him, Cornelius. Verse 4, and when he observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God.
Before going to 5.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. And if you miss on Monday, you can go to the archive and pick back up, because we're going verse by verse this week here, because it's so good. Now, in chapter 10, we talk about who this man was. He was a devoted man, right?
Yes.
And we says he was a generous man.
Mm-hmm.
He gives to the poor. He gives alms to the poor. And he also was a praying man.
Mm-hmm.
So we know this about him. The stage is set. And around 3 o'clock this day, mm-hmm. he is doing his thing. The praying thing. He's praying or seeking God. Because this guy wasn't sleeping at 3 o'clock. This is time he's in tune with God. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the angel of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we just read. Okay, guys? The angel of the Lord. And the things that stood out strongly to me, guys, here. And when you observe verse 4. And when you observe him, he was afraid and says, what is it, Lord? So he says to him, here's the answer. Who says? The angel of the Lord says to him, number one, your prayers and your alms have come up.
Mm-hmm.
What come up as a memorial? We got to look at this diagram. We can't believe it. Your prayers and your alms, both of them, have come up for a memorial before God.
Mm-hmm.
So your money matters before God.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it says, my purse only, money is that matters before God. Not true, according to the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But according to my thoughts, that I will say that, that money doesn't matter. It matters.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't matter, it would not have come back up. It clearly said two things come up.
Mm-hmm.
The purse that he did, and the alms that he did. It's clear. God referred back to those two. That's what moved God. Those two things that he did there moved God. In verse 2, a devoted man, one who feared God with his whole soul, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. Those were the two that moved God. His prayers and his gift that he give to people move God, because it says it clearly here. It says, and when you observe him, he was afraid and he said, what is it, Lord? So he says to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. They speak for you. So now this is what speak. Look at now, so you can move into 5. Mm-hmm. If you guys had something that you
want to... He showed the condition of his heart by giving the alms.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So he invested his treasure by giving the alms.
Yeah.
So he gave that to people who were in need.
Yeah.
So that shows us that his heart was operating in compassion toward others. So he wasn't just praying prayers of, you know, repetition or prayer in vanity and then living a life outside of his prayer.
Right.
He was living what he was declaring. So he was a help to other people. He was the answer to other people's prayers. And in his giving, we see now the Lord sees where his heart is. His heart is truly with the people. He's not doing it for a political gain or any monetary gain. He is doing it because he truly cares. And it shows now that his heart is with the people, because sometimes we get it backwards. We think where our heart is, then our treasure will be. Oh, I love that. So I invest or I put money into that. But that's not what the scripture says. It says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So where we deposit our treasure, it draws our heart. So where our treasure is, our heart, where we have invested, where we have sowed, it brings our heart there to that place. That's why we are to sow on the altar of God, to give. Because there where our treasure is, our heart is bound to that. We'll return back to that altar. We'll find it to be our strong tower in our time of need. Why? Because of discipline. We learn, okay, we're going to give, we give, and then now it draws our heart back. Just like, you know, sometimes I had this one little dog one time, it was so ugly. And the first time I saw this dog, I was like, oh, this dog is just so ugly. I was dog sitting for one of my friends. I said, oh, how does she even have this ugly little dog? But the more time that I spent with the dog, now I just ended up with the little ugly dog because she never came and picked it up.
Yeah, you fall in love that way.
It's my dog.
Yeah.
So because I spent time, because of my treasure, then it grew my heart. You know, at first it was just an obligation that I'm doing because this is my friend. So I put my treasure in to take care of this dog, but then it drew my heart. Yeah. So where our treasure is, our heart will be also.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, you know?
So
basically what Pastor Diana is saying, even though God mentioned in this passage your alms and your prayers, he wasn't actually talking about money. He was talking about his actions and how he took what he had and he gave. So just as Pastor Diana was saying, it's the heart that God looks at, and that's what he sees. He sees our generosity for the better good of the people. And how we utilize what God has given us for other people. And this is what he sees from us. He sees us, how generous we are, and our heart. And like she says, she took this ugly dog, and her reaction was, oh, but then she saw beyond the ugliness of the dog. And she probably looked at him and then said, oh, no, he's not ugly no more. He's cute, because her love grew. And so our vision changes. The way we see things change. Our perspective changes. When we see and we do what we're supposed to do out of love, then we see things differently. And this is what God sees in us when we pray and we give. This is exactly what he sees. He sees our intent and what we mean to do.
Okay, so as we're running out of time on this morning, so down in verse 5, it says, your prayers, your arms come up before me as a memorial. Verse 5 says, now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Okay? Verse 6. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. God is very specific here. Look at verse 7. And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his old soul, servant, and a devoted soldier.
Make Your Day Count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.